Lumber, Chris speaking.
Hey Chris, how's it going? Trying to reach Angela, please.
One moment.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Angie.
Hey Angie, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just noticed on the bank statements I was missing, I think it was just March. It was from April 5th to May 6th, actually. Not March, but...
May's statement?
Well, it's from April 5th to May 6th. So I guess that would be the majority of April.
Yeah, I did. I copied March, April, and then June. Is that what I did?
Yeah, we're just missing May. That's what it is, May.
Yes, I realized it once I got back here. I'm like, shit, how did I do that? I did March, because I thought when I grabbed them out of the filing cabinet, I grabbed March instead of May.
I had to look at it like three times myself. It was...
I know, I was like, wait a minute, what the hell did I do? So I didn't even realize I had done it. I know when I sent you the email, I was like, wait a minute, I grabbed... So you gotta have May. March. I don't know. I mix up March and May. So two M's screw me up.
They do me all the time. My son's birthday's in May, and I'm always like, it's March, May. Like, what's going on?
I know it's the M's. For some reason, they. So I need to run to the house and get you the May.
Yeah, the actual dates were from the 5th of April to the 6th of May. So I have all the other ones. So okay. It looks like you went from the 6th of May straight to June.
Yeah, I know. I did. I was like, it's because I grabbed March and said, okay, all right, let me go grab that, and I'll get that right over to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Alex. It's Nick at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?